The first economic changes is that paid for the good, which means that they don't use goods to change with the buyers or the sellers, but instead they use the currency to buy for it. In the example that for the baked bread, and they want to buy a new coat, instead of change the bread to the sellers, and they will just pay for it because the sellers of the new coat might do not want to trade the bread with them. For the second changes is that they acquire items far away, which means they trade for a long distance. In the example that they want the fabric, but they do not have it. Thus, they will trade with the Chinese long distance far away.